Yes, exactly. Most Wrangler folks are not in the US. So, hey, Samuel, thanks for joining. Thanks, everyone,
Hi
for
there.
joining. We're recording the call, and well, there's always new people here. So, this call is for you to ask questions to the Wrangler team and Depra team about Wrangler, Miniflare. I don't know, QuickEdit and other Cloudflare developer productivity products. Today, Samuel is with us. He's one of the software engineers in the Wrangler team, so you can start asking questions about Wrangler and other developer productivity products. You can
Yeah,
start
go
in
for it.
the chat.
What are the odds of getting a Wrangler V4 before end of year? Well, I'm not entirely sure about odds of getting a Wrangler V4, but we're definitely exploring other ways to get an ASVEL bump. Potentially just bumping it. And if not that, then exploring ways to allow people to flag a later version of VS Build. You can already try that today with PNPM overrides. And I think NPM and Yarn have similar features where you can override the specific version of VS Build that Wrangler is using. But I think likely we'll end up with some sort of compromise where we either just bump VS Build into minor, or we just, have an opt-in. The reason we haven't bumped it so far is that we're slightly concerned about some newer ES Build features that deal with dynamic imports, and how they kind of crawl the file system and that type of thing. We've been investigating that, and it looks like it might actually be okay. So if we can get over those concerns, we'll probably just bump ES Build, because the breaking changes the ES Build has in its minor versions are not breaking changes that affect most Wrangler users. When will Wrangler support a full Node.js environment? Is this? I mean, Wrangler runs as a Node CLI. I assume this means for a worker to run in a Node environment. With that, we're probably never going to support, like 100% compatibility with Node because the worker's runtime is different to Node. But if you've been following the repo closely, you might have noticed the experimental Node compat V2 feature, which is coming down the pipe, which is going to significantly improve the Node compatibility story, and hopefully we'll be stabilizing in the next kind of month or so. So that'll be kind of fun. Will they ever do other currencies full of planes? I am afraid I don't really understand the question. Could you maybe clarify? Oh, cool. Thank you, Purple Blob. I will go through these. Right. First one, what is the status of Wrangler JSON? So we're definitely still intending to make it stable. We haven't abandoned it. We haven't forgotten about it. It is currently experimental, and that does mean that it can break at any time. So do use with caution in production services, but it seems to have been pretty stable for most people, to be honest. And we haven't had any reported problems with it. We're likely to try and stabilize it. Well, we're hoping to try and stabilize it soonish, but no promises there. Du-du-du-du-du. Are there plans to support Node.js compat for the runtime-based type generation? Yep, absolutely. We're working on that right now. That should be coming out soon, I think, if not already. No, it's not already. But yeah, that should be coming out soon. We're working on that in tandem with the new version 2 of Node.js compat with the runtime team. So we're hoping to land those kind of together to make sure that the next version of Node.js compat has good typing and, good runtime. Roadmap for Vitesse V2 version of the pool. That is a very fair point. We have not looked at that pool in a while. That is just a time thing, to be honest, rather than anything else. We're definitely intending to support Vitesse V2. I'm hoping to get to it next week, actually, so potentially that could be released as soon as next week. But yeah, that's just we haven't got to it yet, but we're definitely intending to. Hopefully that's answered some of your questions, Purple Blob. Is it planned to support to have Wrangler support self-deployed non-Cloudflare databases? Is Wrangler important to a developer? That's an interesting question. I mean, Wrangler is primarily there for developing workers for the Cloudflare developer platform. But obviously, WorkerD is open source, and to some extent, you can run workers outside of the Cloudflare ecosystem. We'd encourage you to run them inside the Cloudflare ecosystem, because that's probably where you'll get the best experience, but they should be runnable outside as well. We don't really support, like, directly self-deployed non-Cloudflare databases in Wrangler. But if you're running workers outside of the Cloudflare environment, you're likely to be running WorkerD directly or Miniflow directly. And both of those have support for kind of fairly arbitrary bindings. You can have file system bindings, you can have just arbitrary network service bindings. So you'll probably be able to find what you need. If you have more specific questions, then feel free to open an issue on the WorkerD repo, and they should be able to help. Why queues cannot run remote on dev? When will it be fixed? Is this about running... Oh, I see, right. So, yeah, running queues in Wrangler dev remote. Yeah, that's definitely on the roadmap. It's on the queues team roadmap, though, so I don't really have a whole lot of visibility into when that'll be fixed. Hopefully at some point. We're definitely kind of doubling down on local dev, so we'll be focusing much more on local dev. And we do right now, and we will be going forward. So hopefully the local dev story will be enough for you there, kind of going forward. But we are definitely working on queues and remote dev. Yeah, that's a good point, James. I'm not sure if they'll charge other currency for the plans, but I also have... I have no idea, I'm afraid. Sorry.
Yeah, as you can ask in the community call, we had the last one last week, so you'll have to wait until the last Friday of the month. Or just ask me directly and I can try to follow up.
That's a great question, but definitely for Walshy. Walshy, if you feel comfortable, you can come on stage and answer that, maybe?
Oh, he left the call.
I think we may have lost Walshy. Okay, fair enough. Let's keep the questions to Rango-specific things, then. Something pending for triggering queues across different workers locally. Yeah, that's a great question. As far as I know, that is not possible today. It's definitely something we're looking into. We'd love to have a better way to run multiple workers locally. If you have any ideas, if you have any suggestions of what API you'd like that to look like, then feel free to open an issue on the Workers SDK repo or a discussion. Right now, how we run multiple workers is you can run Wrangler dev in multiple workers, and that will kind of communicate over a dev registry that we spin up, which is either an HTTP server or file-based if you enable an experimental flag. That works really well for communicating between workers over HTTP, but it's pretty limited for anything else. And so with queue specifically, where the things you're communicating, where the things you're kind of sending between workers are not serializable to an HTTP stream, where they're, you know, like a V8 structured clonable thing, we need to kind of figure out a different way to do it. If you're running Miniflare directly, you can run multiple workers in Miniflare and get this working. But yeah, if you're using Wrangler, then the story there is kind of difficult. It's definitely something we're looking into, and definitely something we would like to improve. And if you have any ideas of what you'd like an API for that to look like, then definitely let us know. Meaningful changes to workers' observability. I'm certain there are. I don't have a whole lot of visibility into what they are, though, I'm afraid. That'll more be on the community call side of things, I think.
As far as I know, yeah, they're working on some cool changes. I can't give you more details, but maybe on birthday week you could get more details or something announced. So maybe, yes, on birthday week at the end of the month.
Let's see. So hard at work, R2, would it simplify things to get all of the workers on a machine to run in a single WorkerD instance? Yeah, it absolutely would simplify things. I think that's probably where we'll end up, because that will mean that queues work, and you know, things like JSRPC bindings are a bit more robust. The question really is how we configure that, because right now you've got multiple Wrangler projects on your machine, and they don't really have any concept of where they are, because they communicate over this HTTP-based dev registry or a file-based dev registry. So hopefully we end up in a future where all of the workers are running in one Workerd instance, but I think the question is really how do we configure that? So again, yeah, if you've got any suggestions, ideas of how you would like that to work, then let us know. And supporting local dev, some bindings that don't have it yet, AE, browser rendering, and a few others. I think we are working on it. I think there's a draft PR for browser rendering. Unfortunately, browser rendering, like AI, will need... Oh, I think my computer is turned off. It's helpful. Hello? Can you hear me? Sorry, my computer decided to lock itself. I don't know where I got to with that, but let's restart. Local dev of some bindings don't have it yet, so analytics engine, browser rendering. Browser rendering is definitely coming. I think there's a draft PR up for that. Unfortunately, given how browser rendering works, that will have to be a kind of like hybrid remote binding as AI is, because we'll be running against remote instances of browsers. Analytics engine will potentially end up with a similar situation where we've got hybrid binding locally. Actually running Analytics Engine locally is pretty tricky, because we kind of have to spin up a full ClickHouse instance on your machine and potentially change some things about how that ClickHouse instance worked. I think we explored it in the past, and it turned out to be kind of a rabbit hole that was quite complex to get into. So we might explore it again in the future, but likely for complex things like Analytics Engine and browser rendering and AI, we won't have the full things running locally. Yeah, exactly, James. Running on Windows would not be fun. So yeah, we'll probably end up with those kind of as hybrid bindings. That's a good idea, actually. I haven't actually explored Analytics Engine all that much. So I hadn't realized it wasn't queryable. If it's just a write-only binding, then yeah, stubbing it out would probably be an option. I suppose the issue is, if you are, you know, doing development, you might want to, through some other interface, look at that data. But that's a good point about stubbing it out. We can definitely explore that. Let me write that down.
Seti, regarding your question about D1, this is actually a question for the D1 team. We can't really answer this question here, since this is for Wrangler, Workerd, etc. Yeah, you could ask in the D1 channel.
No one is talking currently, but I suppose as I say that no one's talking, I am now talking. So now someone should be talking, so you should be able to hear me. In terms of browser rendering, couldn't run true local. In theory, we could. And with things like KV and R2, we do run them truly locally. But with browser rendering, there's quite a lot of specifics to it, because you are running a specific version of the Chromium engine. And to kind of match that locally and in production, you end up having to download like a whole copy of Chromium and that type of thing. And I think it's just kind of a case of, if you want full kind of, you know, production like emulation, using the actual production service is going to give you that. Whereas if we try and go with some local emulation, there are lots of edge cases that could trip you up. But I mean, in terms of how we generally approach this, yeah, like our kind of gold standard is, if there is a binding, it should be able to run truly locally. Obviously, that doesn't work for all bindings, but for as many as possible, that is where we're trying to get to. Anyone else got any questions?
I'm actually not sure what the Web Codecs API is. I'm assuming it's something to do with media, potentially. If you have, okay, excellent. I would open an issue on the WorkD repo with maybe an example use case. I think that would probably help. I don't know if it's currently on the roadmap, but that would definitely kind of help raise visibility.
No questions. No. Samuel, is there anything you would like to share? Like something you're working on, something cool?
React? When are we ripping React out of Wrangler? Very, very soon. You might have seen Startup Worker, as you've referenced, which is our kind of rewrite of the core of Wrangler Dev to be less React focused. If you turn on the experimental dev end flag and run Wrangler Dev, there is absolutely no React loaded in that flow. So it's entirely React free. We'll be flipping that to default relatively soon in the next couple of weeks. So that should mean that Wrangler Dev as a flow has absolutely no React. And then it's just a case of hunting down the last remaining pieces like D1, which uses React to render some tables. But once we've done that, we will be in a place where we can say there is no React in Wrangler, which will be delightful because it has been a long slog together. And for anyone very confused about what Wrangler is and whether why it has React in it when it's a CLI tool, React uses an ink the ink renderer. No, React uses Wrangler uses the ink renderer for React, which is a way to render React applications as CLI applications. What about the deprecated polyfills? Yeah, that's a good question. As it stands, we can't change them because changing them would really be a breaking change for users' applications. But Node.js Compat v2 is coming very soon. And that will, yeah, in v4 will probably remove them. But Node.js Compat v2 is coming very soon, which will be the kind of way to do Node.js Compat going forward, which will be a kind of hybrid of runtime support and build-time polyfill support. That is using up-to-date polyfills from the unenv project. And so that'll be the way to do things going forward, and that will not have deprecated polyfills. Obviously, these deprecated polyfills will still be around for people who are using the deprecated Node Compat flag. We're exploring ways to only load them if you're actually using that flag, probably kind of, you know, npx import or something like that. But yeah, in v4, we'll definitely remove them. I see this is a tweet from James. Is that where you do that? Is that from today? My goodness. Yes. Okay. Yesterday. I really wish Cloudflare Dev would release a Wrangler v4 and tidy up the state of it to remove all deprecated stuff, load dependency versions, minimum node version. Well, as Igor has replied to your tweet, I completely agree with you. I think Wrangler v4 is definitely something we need. It's definitely something I would like to see happen, and hopefully coming soon, TM. But that being said, I don't really have any timelines or promises on when we'll manage to get there. Purple Matt, deciding the Node.js Compat flag changed the performance characteristics of a worker. Not noticeably. You might be able to see it in performance traces if you're running things locally and look at DevTools, because it will load slightly more kind of internal code into the isolate, but it'll be completely negligible. Our goal is very much to make turning on Node.js Compat a kind of no-brainer decision. You shouldn't be able to actually notice any noticeable change for users.
Deployments. There are open issues regarding. Is this a pages problem? Just to check. Ah, okay. In that case, I'm not actually sure I'm necessarily the right person to answer. I don't have a whole lot of context on pages. Vera, would you be able to escalate that to the pages team?
Yeah, Tyson, can you please post that in the pages help channel so that we can track it and yeah, and follow up.
Cool. Yes, we touched on Rango Dev for remote for queues slightly earlier. But yeah, there's no timeline on when that's coming, but definitely something we're thinking about and definitely something we would like to make happen. It is quite tricky given the architecture of Rango Dev Remote and how it's slightly different from, you know, running workers in production. But hopefully we'll get that happening at some point. I would be interested to hear more about use cases of Rango Dev Remote though. Just to kind of help us figure out what types of problems it's solving. If you are using Rango Dev Remote, is there any reason you can't use Rango Dev locally for queues? What's the kind of blocker there? MOC, if you could maybe respond in a message, that's probably easier, just so we can have a record of it and we can, you know, keep track of it. James, that's helpful context, queues and send email binding. And the table you made was very, very helpful. That's been very useful internally. Can I ask a bit more about bun support? That's an interesting one. I have we've heard a few issues about bun, but I'm curious what the need is there. Oh, I see. So this is running Wrangler itself via bun. That's not likely to be something we support in the future. Wrangler is primarily useful for running the WorkerD runtime, and so introducing a third runtime into the mix is probably not going to help our testing story. But yeah, we definitely recommend running Wrangler via Node. That's the environment we tested in, that's the environment we develop it in, and bun might work, but it's probably not guaranteed to always work.
Okay, are there any more questions? Okay, seems like another queues question. Can you ask in the queues channel, please?
I think this is the clarification for why Rango Dev Remote with queues is useful.
Okay, sorry.
Interesting. That's an interesting use case, MOC. I'm curious, so is this for testing? Because while testing, you should be able to locally write to a local D1 database and DO database. Not for testing, okay. So in production, Wrangler Dev Remote isn't the path you'll be using. You should be able to run Wrangler Deploy, and that will deploy your queues to production. Are you running into problems in that flow? Yeah, this sounds like a fairly complex use case. I wonder if you'd be able to open an issue on the Workers SDK repo with kind of full details of what you're needing, and we can take a look into it and figure out a way to support that use case. That'd be really helpful. You use a mono repo setup with Wrangler, and you want to share Wrangler types between other apps and packages. Yeah, so you should be able to do this by just importing the DTS file. That should work, unless I'm misunderstanding. I see. Yeah, if you're in a situation where apps can't import each other, then you might be a bit out of luck. I suspect probably what would be best for your use case is a shared library within the monorepo, potentially manually authoring the types just to make sure that you have if you have specific requirements about which ones you want to share, then potentially manually authoring the types might be what you need. But it is also worth noting that even if you have restrictions about apps importing each other, doing type imports is potentially an option without kind of actually importing code across apps. I'm actually not sure. Is this meant to be an hour or half an hour? How long is the office hours?
Half an hour is okay, I think. If we don't have more questions, I think 1 hour is a little bit too much sometimes.
Yeah, it seems like we're kind of running out of questions, but if anyone has any last questions they'd like to ask, then fire away. Any leaks I can share? I suspect it wouldn't really be a leak if I shared it on a community call with 27 people. I would like to clarify that Walsh and James do know each other. Generally, that type of talking about other people in this Discord is probably not acceptable.
Yeah, please don't do that.
Well, is it possible to... Oh, carry on, sorry.
No, go ahead.
Is it possible to restrict a location of worker to reduce the latency to the DB? So it's not possible to restrict this manually, but your best bet there is probably turning on smart placement, because that will automatically figure out where is the right place to put your worker to reduce the latency to the DB as much as possible. I can see Purple Blob has advised against using smart placement. But yeah, give it a go, see how it works for you. If it doesn't work for you, then definitely let us know with a bug report. We are still actively working on it, so things are being fixed. Purple Blob, if you have a list of the brokenness, that would be super helpful to share with the team. Any support for OTel for a VTest environment soon? Potentially. Could you clarify what's needed there? I'm not actually sure what that's referring to. Ah, I see. Let me have a look at that issue. Let's see if we've... Yeah, I think we'll definitely try and get to that as soon as possible. That does seem like a problem. I would definitely... I can see that James's hack may work, but if you can, I would try and stick to enabling smart placement and then only kind of going down that route if smart placement really doesn't work for you. It'll be a lot simpler. But yes, if you are, if that is what you need, then I suppose that will work. Smart placement doesn't reduce latency to the user. It tries to reduce kind of overall latency for where your worker is and what number of requests it's making. So if your database is in US East 2 and your users are in South Asia, then smart placement should end up with your worker also in US East 2, rather than in Southeast Asia, which is probably where it'll end up otherwise. Give it a go, see if that works. If not, then file a bug report, because that's definitely the intended use case for smart placement. But yes, if you're talking to a DB over TCP, then smart placement, as it stands today, may not do anything, but that's definitely something we're working on.
Great. I think we can wrap up here. Okay, yeah, we can wrap up. Thanks everyone for joining. Thanks, Samuel. See you in the next call. Bye-bye.
Sure, everyone. Bye.
Bye.